morning. Today is Thursday, November the 29th. Joining us this morning, CHP guy, running solo this morning.
Yes.
Paul Kraft, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You, what is it when you're out in the field training officer?
Yes.
You feel comfortable enough now just to risk it all on your own, huh?
I am comfortable with that. As long as I stay out of the rain.
At least thus far in the show, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
We'll see what happens between now and the end.
Here we go. Bullseye. Where did the center spot of a target come to be called a bullseye?
Maybe it has something to do with bovine being used as targets at some point and aiming for the eye of a bull. No.
Okay.
I went too literal with it?
Yep. Aboard sailing ships, a bullseye is an oval wooden block without a sheave, but without a groove around it in the band and a hole in the center of it through which a small line can be drawn. A target with a center spot looks something like this block, and the block looks something like an actual bullseye. So it's a nautical theme.
Right.
I knew I'd get you.
And, I thought you were about to go...
Hence the name, with bullseye.
With your Coast Guard background, shouldn't you know all nautical history?
I wasn't going to pull that one up on you, because I figured that then that would be embarrassing.
Yeah. Either way, it's embarrassing, so... We're good.
All right.
And I learned something.
There you go.
All right.
Retention level? Five seconds?
Very low. Right, well, time of year.
We got this thing called rain going on all over the place.
We do.
Are you seeing more collisions out there because of it, or has this been something that's kind of been slow enough over the last 10 days, 2 weeks, so that the oil kind of is getting off the road and people are somewhat adjusting to it?
No. I could have cut you off in the beginning of that. It's gotten worse. As soon as the rain started coming, it's progressively picked up. We're trying to do the education, and we do our part and get out and talk about, slowing down. I've said that every time we start talking about these things. Reducing your speed is the number one way to reduce these collisions and help give yourself more time to avoid a hazard in the road or be able to maintain control if you hit a slick spot. The addition to the rain and the foul weather is the animals coming out in the road. Just from reviewing some of our collisions over the last couple of weeks, or just this week alone, Tuesday, I went to review collisions that were turned in. There were four that were animals, three deer and a dog. The day before, there were, I believe, three or four other vehicle versus deer collisions that needed to be reviewed. So in 2 days, we reviewed 8 reports where people crashed into animals. You set that aside and a couple of pedestrians that have been hit in the recent weeks, months, it's dangerous out right now. So slow down, get where you're going safely. You got plenty of time to get there with less damage to your vehicle.
Boy, you hit two trigger buttons for me just in that one sentence. Very impressive, very impressive. The elk are out. I was going to ask you, out in the last 2 weeks. Angie's been going back and forth more than I in the last couple of weeks, and she's seen the herds in different places and broken up, just north of Stone Lagoon.
Right.
So you got the nice little wiggle before you drop down. In the berries, 2 female elk heads poked up.
Catch you off guard when you're not ready.
Yeah, and on the lagoon side. So it wasn't against the normal spot, so things are moving. Yesterday, there wasn't the herd. There was about 6 of them across the street, and a bull decided he was going to take his time going across. Fine, okay. I mean, normal stuff, right, if you're going slow enough. On the way back, though, I think it was the same bull. Just south of where the old mill is.
Right.
North of Davidson Road. The old Rolfs. Sorry, everybody. Gold Bluffs Beach. Almost slipped into something there I keep pulling you guys out of. And he was sitting or standing against the hillside, which must have maybe a foot clearance before the hill, from the road to the hill. He was there, dark as the ace of spades, right? And all you could see is every once in a while he would move his head so you could see the rack moving.
Was this at night or during the day?
Well, define night. It was like 5:30. It was at post-dusk.
So it was getting dark.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just, you know, okay, the critters are moving, and I was wondering, is that something that you train your guys and gals to pay attention to also? Their personal safety, as well as cruise the areas where the big boys play. So if you see it, you know, either flash or throw down the flares or whatever it is to slow people down, because I can't imagine coming around a corner.
Right, and we do. Especially when we have either new officers reporting in from the academy or even just guys and gals officers transferring in. We do talk about that during orientation and the elk, the locations where they frequent. And they won't move for you. They'll move on their schedule. But last fall, when I was working patrol, I went up for a herd that was in the road that didn't want to move. Lights, siren. I'm getting on the PA trying to spook them and turn their head and look at me and just kind of smack their lips as they chew on something and say, nope, I'll move when I'm ready. So, you know, you do have to be careful. And on top of the elk in the road, the tourists that stop and even locals that stop to check it out causes a big hazard. So with the bad weather combined, not a safe area to go flying through.
Yeah, the thing I really like is the attitude in the eyes when they turn and look at you. You talking to me?
You can hear a look.
It's 8:19.
It's sounding like Christmas all over Easy Radio 980 AM and Curry 105.3 FM. It's all your favorite Christmas music all the time. Christmas music is yours 24 hours a day on 980 AM and Curry 105.3 FM. Bing, The Carpenters, America, and more contemporary singers like Dolly Parton, Kenny Rogers, Michael Bublé, and others. It's our kind of Christmas music on Easy Radio 980 AM and Curry 105.3 FM, the Christmas station. Tell your friends.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Paul Kraft. Paul is the Public Information Officer, or the PR guy.
Right.
For CHP.
With a face for radio.
That's right. Don't forget the rest of the body.
Yeah.
Oh, you mentioned pedestrians. Watch out for pedestrians. We, coming in last night, we normally will come across the Myrtle and West intersection, one of the god-awful intersections around here, but okay, fair enough. I mean, if you do it for 20 years, you can figure it out. Okay, so we, you know, but had to go downtown. Two different intersections. Now, they were in the crosswalks, but these clowns were black or gray on black or gray. Nothing on the bicycle that they were pushing. Just went out in the middle of traffic. Both times.
And not surprised.
Both had attitude. Both events. They had attitude.
They get mad at you for not...
Well, lane one, or lane right, stopped, which started the whole Marianne. Lane two saw something was going on, slowed up. Lane three didn't. And it was like 5 feet away. And then the walkers started yelling at them and gesturing. Yeah. Okay. How often do you guys run into the militant pedestrian?
Often. You know, you're talking about an incident, it sounds like, in the city of Eureka, and
not Broadway. This was on 4th.
On 4th, yeah. Not that we don't do any enforcement in Eureka. Obviously, we can contact anyone, and we help out at times. So we've dealt with them in town, too. But they have to get also to Arcata, McKinleyville, wherever they want to walk to. And we're constantly contact them on the freeways and on the highways. And yeah, sometimes
just walking on the shoulder.
We'll get calls. So we get calls throughout the day of a pedestrian, not necessarily in the roadway, but people that are concerned for their safety or because they look like they are wet and cold. They look suspicious in nature. Any of those calls that we get, we don't blow them off. We get to them as quickly as we can based on priority of other calls. But we do go talk to them, even if they're legally out on, like, the safety corridor section is not a freeway section. It's only highway. It doesn't have controlled on and off ramps, so a pedestrian can be walking on the shoulder there. Some people don't realize that, or other callers think that there may be some concern with that pedestrian. And talking to them, we may offer them a ride up into town just to get off the road to prevent further calls and having to respond to those. You know, we're not a taxi service, but we're more than willing at times to help someone out that's in need.
So when you tell me to climb in the back of the truck, in the trunk, I shouldn't be charged.
You heard some stories from the olden days that you're talking about. That's
yeah, memories. Yeah.
No, it's you know, each contact with someone is an individual contact and unique. So.
Is that the only place, Paul, where you see a lot of the folks walking on the highway? It's constantly amazing to us when we go on the bypass around the park. There's always one or two people that are walking. Where are you walking from? Where are you walking to? I mean, it makes no sense at all, but it's consistent.
It was one of the shockers to me when I got here. I hadn't worked in an area like this before, and that ruralness there, but still the amount of pedestrian traffic, bicyclists that are traveling. Now I understand, you know, it's a throughfare for bicyclists touring the coast. Not as shocking to me.
Oh, the tight pant bicyclist, okay.
Right, yeah. And then the pedestrians, though, that are just walking, they've got no luggage, they're just walking. And I've stopped to offer them help and see where you're going. Can I get you a ride further up the road? No, they just want to walk. And I have a hard time understanding it because it's not my life, my lifestyle.
Yeah.
But it's also dangerous, too. You could get stranded out there. There's no services once you get past a certain point. There are very limited services. But we do try to provide service to the pedestrians there as well, even in the areas where they may be technically in violation of a code by being on the freeway. We can't avoid that in this area. It's been allowed for so long, and it's part of the local culture here of pedestrian traffic, and we try to minimize that as much as we can. But in light of the fatalities that we've had in recent years with pedestrians and vehicles, I'm guessing that's probably being readdressed and looked at by the county and the city and the state.
Well, it's curious. Do you see it on 299 or 36?
You do, but not on the scale that I see here. There are a fair amount of pedestrian travelers that walk back and forth between Willow Creek and just thumb for rides.
I can see Willow Creek to, like, maybe the county line, or Willow Creek down into Hoopaw, because it's kind of, like you said, it's kind of like the neighborhood, so to speak. Right. No big deal. But they're not walking more than a quarter mile or a mile.
No. And they probably have a lot of, especially if they're trying to walk to Hoopa. My understanding is they typically get picked up by family or friends that pass by and recognize them. So they're starting a walk, and then they get picked up pretty quick.
That's the normal stuff.
Right.
Well,
be careful, okay. Whether you're a pet or a driver.
Yeah. Are there different hitchhiking laws now, either pro or anti?
I don't believe they changed. I think we still have the same laws we've always had. We're just lenient on them here.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
As a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Paul Kraft. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, American Ag Credit, Redec, Murphy's Markets, and by Humboldt Termite and Pest Control. Paul, this time of the year, holidays, we heard earlier this week in the news about, I guess, the Henderson Center area of Eureka having a rash of break-ins. In arrest last night, so maybe that is taken care of a little bit. You guys deal primarily with moving traffic, but during the holidays with the shoppers and all that stuff, what kind of special wrinkles does that throw to the highway patrol?
Well, we do, you know, we hear the calls when a deputy is dispatched to a break-in of cars at a parking lot. We get those calls and we'll help respond to the area and try to locate the victim and our suspects. We try to encourage the officers to be proactive in patrolling the parking lots. Our families and our friends are out trying to enjoy the mall, the beaches, any of the parks, and they're hot. This is the time of year where it's a lot of break-ins. And you're right, I saw the one where they arrested somebody. I feel like he's probably a small part of the problem. I'm sure someone will replace them real quick, and that's unfortunate. And hopefully all the departments here are staying proactive. But it takes I tell my wife not to leave anything valuable in the car. The worst case scenario, somebody breaks the window in our car and maybe they take it. I don't think they're really looking for that. They're trying to get valuables out of the car. I just don't keep anything in there, and it sucks that we have to live that way.
Well, that's a question that I've got. In what you've said, everybody has always said. But what's a valuable to you might be a different valuable to me, maybe a different valuable to somebody looking to break in. What do they look for? You know, in the old days.
I've heard of all kinds of weird things being taken.
Stereos. Okay, but I don't think I've heard anybody talk about breaking and snatching a stereo, a car stereo, in forever. So things have changed, obviously. Are there indicators that you guys preach to that are, you know, don't leave a purse. Got it. Don't leave that wad of $100 bills on the front seat. Got
right.
it. But what
visible.
Do they look for?
Yeah, leaving stuff that's visible. I mean, I'm sure the first thing they're looking for, computers, electronics, of that nature, those are easily resellable in some cases. You know, phones now are getting a little more protective with being able to do anything with them if you don't have the code to open it. But the electronics, bags of any kind that are laying out, if you're shopping, putting stuff in the trunk instead of the seats, keeping just change out of view. So many times I hear of somebody breaking in and they say, oh, my change was missing out of the console. Somebody took enough time to break a window or at least check to see if your doors were locked, just to take a handful of change out of there.
It doesn't seem like a risk-reward would really be that strong.
No.
But that's a logical approach to something instead of...
But I got
to
tell you, too often I'm hearing a victim say they left their car unlocked, or I forgot to lock the door, I left the window down. So not securing your property. That doesn't give anyone an excuse to come in and take what you have that you worked hard for. But we do, and unfortunately, in this time, have to take the precautions to protect our stuff.
It makes it a whole lot easier for them.
It does. So now you've prevented your window from getting broken. You don't have to replace that, I guess. But the reality of it is there are people out there doing these things, and we do our best to try and catch them. So I think if we work together by securing the stuff properly and then us being proactive and keeping an eye out in the areas of their high-crime areas, I think we can make a difference and bring that down.
One of the things that if I see a window down in a truck in a parking lot, I'm thinking there's probably a big furry in there somewhere. You know, why else would you leave a window open, right? But right. I guess some folks must not necessarily be traveling with their dog. A big furry is not a cat, by the way, or a hamster. Well, it's a dog.
<you're right. laughs> Yeah. Big furry to you is different to me.
Yeah. Uncle Milt, no.
No, this is getting off track. We're going down a rabbit hole now.
Yeah. What about camper shells? Is that something that gets attention, or is that seen as secured?
Well, honestly, I don't recall responding for a camper that's been broken into, but I'm sure that that happens.
The shells on the pickup trucks, you know,
right
in the back.
Yeah, securing that the same way, but I haven't really thought about it before, haven't not taken a report for one of those. In my mind, now that you mention it, you know, there's way more valuable probably property inside something like that.
Yeah, you tend to think.
Lock that, too.
Yeah. Don't hang the welcome sign on that one, huh?
Yeah. And, you know, we forget. You come home on a sunny day, and this is typically where I find my wife's car windows down, is it was sunny and warm.
That you've driven?
Well, I check everything
recently.
When I get home.
You know, Yeah. I'm trying to save you here, bud.
Yes.
Oh,
it was
good.
Me.
Okay.
It was
I
me.
Thought that might be the case.
Yeah. The windows are down in the afternoon. It's warm. Sun goes down. Neither of us go back out to check the windows, and it gets left down overnight. I try to check everything when I get home and make sure they're all up and the doors are locked. And, you know, older cars are more susceptible to the break-ins also with the shaved keys and the wear and tear that has come through the years on those cars makes them more vulnerable to being able to get the locks open. Pull the frame away from, or the door away from the frame to slide something in and jimmy the locks open. It's a lot easier to get into those cars than newer ones. We also don't have, with the electronic starts and the sensors, and yeah, it gets harder to steal the car itself later, but it's just as easy to smash a window and break in.
Do most of those break-ins happen at home or in commercial settings?
This time of year, I'm seeing them more parking lots, the malls, and the city and the county could probably attest more to that. But from what I've seen and heard, those parking lots and then the parks at the beaches are always popular, but more travel during this time of year, more visitors, more people at those locations, scenic lookouts, park trailheads. So
well,
if you're going
a lot
on
of back and forth rather than a static. Like a parking lot or a neighborhood.
Right. Yeah. But it happens in neighborhoods too. So watch out for your neighbors and help keep their stuff safe.
Watch out for your neighbors' vehicles.
Watch out.
It's all in the wording. You left and right
all
here.
All in the wording.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:43.
Hey, Humboldt County. The folks at Fly Humboldt want to say thank you for all your support. The new Los Angeles flight is a great success. The planes have been full, so book now for your holiday travel. Don't miss getting a flight home for the holidays. And just in case you haven't heard, we'll have direct flights to Denver starting June 7th. You'll only be a couple hours away from the Mile High City whenever you want to go. This makes connecting to the world even easier. Get more information at flyhumboldt.org or email us at info@flyhumboldt.org. Happy holidays.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:48. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Paul Kraft, media expert. You got a little bit more information there than what Winston had?
Yes, so the big rig that is blocking lanes, dispatcher saying that there is one-way traffic control on scene. Tow truck was en route. Caltrans is on scene assisting with traffic control. So there'll be some delays going through, but you can still get through the traffic, blocked traffic there at this time.
Spend a little bit more time in Laytonville.
Yeah. If you're headed to San Francisco.
They got a nice grocery store or at the Peg House. Yeah. You know, they got some goodies. I mean, one way or the other.
I'm not knocking Laytonville. I just...
Yeah, yeah.
This Chevron is about the only place I stop for gas. And
hey, you and 95% of everybody else.
And they used to have Krispy Kremes right inside the door. I'm not sure if they're still bringing them up and stocking the little cabinet, but it's a good place to stop and get your first Krispy Kreme on the way south.
Yeah. I've been told that those are best warm.
Did I just time myself very tightly. Favoritism.
So that's three.
You're supposed to be trying to break cliches.
Yeah, you've been injecting them. But, you know, we only have a minute left, so odds are you're probably not going to do more than two or three more.
I'll say that my favorite comedian, Jim Gaffigan, has said that, you know who else likes donuts? Everyone.
Yeah, yeah. You like Gaffigan, huh?
I'm a huge fan. He's funny. Clean and funny.
I like it. Fluffy. I enjoy. Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and he's got a couple cop stories, too, I'm sure you've heard of.
I've watched some of his stuff.
Yeah. Oh. So with the wet rain, if we get snow, slow is the way to do it?
Absolutely. Keep an eye out. I heard a rumor, you know, we may get some snow, but probably higher elevations this weekend. If you're traveling out somewhere, prepare your car before you go. Check your wipers, tires, and make sure you got fuel.
Do everything you're supposed to.
Drive safe. Slow down.
Have a calm weekend.
Yes.
See everybody tomorrow.